You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, this is another one of those. We've got a few of these this morning that seem quite relatable to a good number of people. Mariah says, how would you guys handle a really nosy neighbor? She lives across the street and one door down. And she is always watching us through her windows. I'll see her at the mailboxes in our neighborhood. And she'll ask me about the cars parked in front of my house, wanting to know who they are. She's only like 25 or so, and I've never seen anyone that age who was so damn nosy. I love this. One time we had a party, and about halfway through, she just walked in our door saying she wanted to borrow something. I know she just wanted to see what was going on. I don't want to start a war with a neighbor. How do you tell someone to mind their own damn business?
Oh, you know what? Embrace it. Embrace it because it is cheap security. Cheap security. It is good to have that nosy person across the street or around you keeping an eye on things. You got to embrace this. Yeah. I've made a habit of living in neighborhoods with people that are curious.
Nosy neighbors.
Curious.
Well, you're probably a nosy neighbor.
Let's say curious. Absolutely I am. And I absolutely adore the sweet woman that lives across the street from us who is always hey, your garage door is open. I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much. Or, you know, she's messaged us about some perps standing in our driveway smoking one time. It's just people handing out flyers and stuff. But, like, she keeps us up to date on what's going on. And, like, if we're going on vacation, she sends us updates. And I love it. Absolutely love it. It's the best. But my cameras are also turned on them, too.
Jeremy has like 212 cameras.
I have so many cameras. But, you know, with that being said, like our previous house, we had an elderly woman who was there all day, every day. And she was super nosy across the street. Like it was like every little thing. Why was that car there? What did you have delivered? Who dropped off that? You know, it was like constant. It was like, come on, Marvella.
I've had that neighbor, too. We referred to her old school as Gladys Kravitz, which was a character on a TV show who was the snoopy neighbor. And we used to just call her Gladys. And I was so worried that at one point I was going to see her out front and I was going to slip and actually call her that.
Oh.
You know, instead of her real name, because I just got so used to saying Gladys this, Gladys that. I was afraid I was going to say it to her. And she was the one. She and her sister came by one time when we were having a party, and they wanted to come in and be part of the party.
Oh, shoot. I would have brought them in, made it weird.
Because it was a work function.
Make it weird.
And I think that's part of the reason why she wanted to be part of it, because, I mean, it was a whole bunch of radio people and stuff, and she listened, and I think she wanted to. I had to say, look, I'm sorry, Gladys. This is a work function, but... go back to your house.
And then I shoved her down the stairs.
No, I don't know.
You got to be. People are just going to be nosy. I mean, it's a neighborhood. This kind of stuff happens, you know?
Okay, but now Mariah is asking a question. She goes, how do you tell someone to mind their own damn business?
Well, you just don't answer their questions. You don't answer their texts. Well,
that's not going to stop anything.
Are you saying that
you're never going to stop anything anyway? Because maybe that's the truth.
So what we've done, I don't care for the people directly behind us. They're super nosy. They stand at their patio door and watch us all the time. So what we did is we went and bought 4 trees that grow into a hedge-like situation, roughly 15 to 20 foot tall. And in roughly 5 to 7 years, that view is going to be blocked.
Oh, that's how long it takes for them to get that tall?
Feeding a miracle grow like crazy, Dom. Like, grow, baby, grow. But yeah, they're starting to peak, you know, just above the fence now. So it's like it's just a matter of time before that view is blocked. I love this message from Sandy Pants. Sandy says, "Boys, I have a neighbor that has asked me multiple times why I close my front blinds so early in the evening." She wrote, "I feel like that question just kind of answered itself as we stand here, Tim."
Truth. Hashtag truth.
Huh. Wonder why, hey, Tim.
Why are you closing those blinds?
I feel like
you need
just
to close those blinds
answered.
Early.
Yeah. That's good. All right.
You know, I'm wondering, too, if, in a way, social media has bred people to be bigger snoops in a way, because people are voluntarily sharing and often oversharing every single thing about their life. And so maybe people are being trained to be naturally. I don't even want to say this is beyond curious. There's one thing to be curious, and it's another thing to be a snoop. And people have become social media voyeurs, and I think that might make them feel like they have a right to do the same thing in person that they do on social media.
I can see what you're saying. I think we live in a world of virtual tattletales right now, too, so people are just out there looking for things so they can go on and complain about it or try to get somebody in trouble. So that's like a lot of what Nextdoor is. You know, my neighbor did this, my neighbor did that. Yeah. Well, why don't you just stop staring at him all day?
Nextdoor has become freaky.
Get out of it. Just get off this stupid app.
Jeannie says, tell them the basement is where you hide the bodies. Yeah, that's cool.
Claire wrote in and says, our neighbor has a camera in his backyard. He always makes comments about things we've done. So obviously he's watching us. Then she put in quotes, so how's that new grill treating you? I see you've planted some nice stuff.
Yeah.
He's constantly watching us. What a busybody.
Greg says, first day we moved into our house 11 years ago, we had our next door neighbor come over and promptly tell us we were moving into the house that a tree in our yard crossed his line. About a month later, he asked us if he could cut it down.
Okay.
When we got home one time, the tree was all over our yard.
He's like, I'm just going to take it down. These new people won't care.
Quick phone call, and then we will invite you. 303-691-1MIX. That's how you find us. 303-691-1649. Is this Shay or Che? Which is it?
Che.
Che.
Oh, Che.
What's on your mind?
So I recently moved to the U.S. With my wife. We lived in Vietnam, and it's a country where everybody's nosy about everybody's business. And everything that goes in your house, if it's through an open door or an open window, someone has seen it because everybody's watching everybody. And then once I moved to the U.S., I just realized that my mother-in-law is the neighborhood gossip lady who watches things on everybody's house. But just like Jeremy said, it is actually pretty good for security because there was an unknown car park a couple of weeks ago, and she actually called the police, and they came and caught the guy and put his open and something and all that.
See, this is good.
Look at
I've learned to embrace that.
It's like porch lights. Porch lights and nosy neighbors, cheap security.
And dogs. Neighbors with dogs,
tell you
too.
What.
Because we have a dog that's just around the corner from us. Her name is Honey. She is the cutest dog ever. But she does tend to bark a little bit more than I would care for.
Honey,
and Gretchen likes to point out, Jay, that she's kind of glad that there's a dog in the hood that is kind of like goes crazy anytime anybody walks past. So I guess that's a silver lining, I guess.
So the only downside is naming your dog Honey, because your neighbors are probably thinking you're yelling at your spouse. You know, Honey! Honey! Stop it, Honey!
Jay, thank you so much for the call.
Jay.
We appreciate you choosing us once you moved here. Thank you so much. Let me ask Heather if she can hold. Heather, I'd really like for you to hold through the end of this break. Can you do that for us?
I can.
All right.
You're a rock star. I'm a man of my word, Evil Heather. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Thanks. Well, I have a nosy neighbor myself, and I wanted to comment on your Facebook post last night, but I was worried she'd even see it. And
okay. So what's going on?
So I have a delivery, DoorDash delivery one day, and she all of a sudden texted me and was like, wow, you've got quite the bougie delivery driver today. And I was like, what? Like, do we even look at our delivery drivers most of the time? I mean, we wait for them to drop it and leave, and we grab our stuff. And so I don't even watch that. And I was just like, wow, okay, because I can choose if I want a bougie one versus a redneck one, you know?
Like, keep your eyes off my deliveries.
That's great. I love that.
Well, and she's teaching her son, unfortunately, the same thing, because he'll watch through our windows for when my son is playing Nintendo, and then come over to ask to play with him. And
oh
so
gosh,
we moved the Nintendo to the basement now.
Smart move. In my previous neighborhood, I mean, we could look across the street at not only the older woman that was living there, but a few other houses too, where you could, like, every time we were outside, they were just standing at their window. Like, they made it no secret. They were just standing there watching us. And we're like, we got to get out of this neighborhood.
Well,
if I didn't love my house so much, I might be interested in doing that. But it's just, we'll just close our blinds in the meantime.
What did you have delivered by the bougie driver?
Mm-hmm. It was just food. Yeah.
Well, what'd you order?
I think it was like Thai food.
Oh,
from
tasty.
A local Thai place. So,
I want to know. I want to know what you're ordering.
So glad you called. Thank you for making us laugh, Heather. Have a fun day, okay?
Bye, Heather.
You guys as well. Bye.
Bye-bye.
God, that's great. Here's Nellie. Nellie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you think about nosy neighbors?
I absolutely love my nosy neighbor.
Okay. Tell us why.
Obviously she's nosy, but like my ex-husband showed up and she's immediately on the phone. We're standing by if you need us.
Oh, we've got your back. Blink twice if you need backup.
Yes. And then, she's always filling me in about, like, we have a house for sale on the street, and she's always filling me in about who just looked at it and if she likes them or not, if they'd be good for the neighborhood or not. I absolutely love it because she just keeps me informed on everything.
It's kind of nice because she's doing the dirty work for you. You don't have to be out there gossiping or snooping. You just get all your intel from her. I love it.
Well, and occasionally I'll text her and be like, something's going on next door. Look out your window for me. She's got a better view of the guy next to me than I do. So I'm like, what's going on next door? The cops are out again.
You can give that person like tasks too. Like, you know, I think something's going on at the end of the street. Can you go look? You'd see him scamper out of their house and run down and find out.
And you know what, Nellie? She probably would love it. Like, we got a note from listener Melody, and she goes, I'm the Gladys Kravitz of our neighborhood. It all started back when I was asked to be a neighborhood watch block captain. And then she goes on. She says, then we had a sex perv move into the neighborhood. So I'd tell all the new neighbors about him. I tell folks about their garage doors being open. She goes, I'm just trying to keep crime down. You know what? Good for her. And you can tell she loves being the nosy neighbor. I mean, she loves it.
Well, my best friend isn't even the nosy neighbor in her neighborhood, but they've got a neighborhood chat. And instead of telling people what's going on over the neighborhood chat, everybody just tells my best friend, and then she puts it on the neighborhood chat.
She
doesn't know why.
The chat.
Like, why are they telling me?
Oh, she's the town crier, as they used to be called.
It's so good.
Nellie, so glad you called us. Have a fun day today, okay?
All right, thanks.
Bye, Nellie.
Appreciate you being on the show. Richard says, our backyard neighbor has Ring doorbells on both his upper and lower levels, cameras in the trees, alarms on his gates. We've always wondered why he had so much security, but we barely see them out, and we still feel creeped out by it. That's from Richard. Yeah.
You need that nosy neighbor to go find out why he has so many cameras.
That's right. Send them
find
over.
Out
so
why.
I couldn't help but notice. That's how they start so many of their paragraphs. I couldn't help but notice.
Their army crawling over to the house, you know.
Yeah, that's how you noticed because you were infiltrating.
Man.
This is funny stuff. Vicky in Mead says, my husband is that nosy neighbor. He's home all day. And every day when I get home, I have to hear about everything that happened.
It's good. You're in touch.
So he's reporting. It's almost like better than television. I guess to sit in front of the TV.
Yeah.
These people are just standing in front of their, windows looking out.
Taking it all in. It's like live TV. Jamie says, our neighbor straight up comes over every time our garage is open and looks at everything in our garage and prys us for information. We've resorted to parking as quickly as we can, rolling out of the car, and it's a mad race to hit the garage door button on the wall. Go, 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 go! Another Jeremy wrote in and says, my neighbor has actually come over and asked to see my Ring cam footage to see how much of his house we can see. That's a little bit of a twist, I guess.